Hi guys, this is Iram. This is kind of an informal interview with someone that I am very, very excited to have met myself, and I couldn't wait to introduce her to you guys. She's just an amazing, amazing person. I was introduced to Lois Shannon by one of my favorite people on the planet, and many of you guys have heard me talk about him. Chris Atwood is a dear, dear friend and a mentor, and he introduced me to Lois not too long ago, and I feel like I have found a soul sister. Every time we talk, we just end up chatting for I don't know how long, for hours. Typically, there's so many synchronicities. She's an amazing person. She's doing amazing work on a planet for women, especially when it comes to this new paradigm shift we're going through, where women are going to be taking their rightful place on the planet, which we have all forgotten for so long. Many of us don't even know this is information that some of it I had not even heard before. And Lois is actually spending her life on gathering this information and really helping women come into alignment with this very powerful knowledge and understanding what it really means to be a woman. I love that she passionately believes and teaches that women are sacred. And we're going to talk to her about that in a little bit. I want to give you guys a brief background about Lois so you can visit her website and really connect with her. I encourage you to connect with her because, like I said, she's a very amazing light bearer right now, especially when it comes to reawakening the energy of the divine feminine, connecting with that and showing up in your most powerful way. And I have a very exciting announcement for you guys, which is that Lois is debuting and launching her app, which is going to really help women be reminded of how important it is to be kind of mindful in your day-to-day life. And that app for the next 2 days, that is the 24th of August and the 25th of August, will be free for you guys. So if you go and sign up now, you will be able to get access to it for free. So it's very exciting. Stay tuned. We will announce that in just a little bit, how you can get access to that. But before that, let me just go ahead and give you guys a brief background on who Lois is. So Lois Shannon has been on an intensive path of self-discovery in an attempt to understand and embody what it means to be a woman in the 21st century. After feeling a deep disconnection with herself and the world around her, Lois reconnected by remembering and reclaiming her intrinsic worth through the support of other women. She then began running her own women's groups to facilitate honest, open communication and saw amazing results. The Women's Network, also called TWN, and the website is www.thewomensnetwork.com, was born from these gatherings and a desire to collectively heal the imbalance that is experienced internally within the heart of many women and in our society. Lois is a certified mindfulness facilitator from UCLA and trained facilitator of trauma constellations in London, as well as experienced in numerous other self-awareness modalities. Lois has worn many hats over her lifetime, giving her a unique insight to the many roles we play as women. She had a successful business career, including being highlighted in the Wall Street Journal in 1999 as one of the top 30 businesswomen in Europe. Wow. And she held senior management positions at Bain & Company, Apple Computer Europe, and Russell Reynolds Associates, London, before becoming a full-time mother living in the south of France. She has been an avid explorer over her lifetime, traveling across all continents. After almost 20 years of living in Europe, she now lives in Boulder, Colorado, with her husband and three teenage children. So, Lois, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, my gosh, Erin. My pleasure. I'm super excited. As you say, we always have so much fun when we talk.
Yeah, I
happy
know.
To, always happy to talk to you.
And I as am I, though, it's always so much fun. I learned so much, Lois, from you. It's just incredible. And as I was reading your bio, I was reminded, you know, the woman I talked to today is just so beautiful in that beautiful divine feminine energy. And we talk about mindfulness. We talk about self-care. We talk about how important it is for women to be able to receive and not to constantly give and sacrifice and all that stuff. It's almost easy to forget that you could have been a very kind of high-powered career woman not too long ago. So how did that transition happen?
I know, and it's almost weird for me when you were reading it, too. I was like, it feels like another lifetime. Like, that feels so foreign and also, in a way, kind of so bad in my body. Like, I think about when I was in those roles, I was so disconnected from who I was and anything that I was experiencing in my body. I was pretty good at numbing out. I was definitely in my head all the time. And I came from a family where, ironically, we were all women. There were five girls. I was in the middle of five girls. And my mother, as a role model, she was very a very accomplished woman for her generation. And at the same time, she was an intellectual, so was my father. And I never learned anything about my sexuality or my body, or I actually think that maybe my mother was an incest survivor. And so the messages I got were, you know, don't go anywhere near your sexuality, your body, men, whatever, you know, just perform. Do everything you can to be independent, successful, performance-oriented, very masculine. I was extreme. Like, I did everything I possibly could to be a man in a female body. And most of the jobs I had, I was the only woman in the room. And so I was very out of touch with my feminine, that's for sure. And the transition actually happened when I had three children in 4 years. And, you know, they say the fastest path to enlightenment is being a parent. Well, I mean, that's true on so many levels, but just the mere fact that I actually produced these three children led me to believe, you know, oh my God, like, I'm actually a woman, for one. And I think the thing that was really clear for me is that the reason I had disconnected from my body was I was carrying so much trauma. And I didn't understand any of that until I had my kids and all of the trauma started showing up in terms of, they triggered a lot of my own childhood trauma. And, you know, we now know so much about intergenerational trauma that's being handed down from different generations. And that was really the beginning of my journey, was that I understood that I was passing it to my kids, and I really wanted the buck to stop here. I thought, if I don't heal this and if I don't go into some deep exploration of my shadow and my trauma, then it's just going to keep getting passed down and someone's got to stop the chain.
Cool. I love that, Lois. That is, you know, that is so cool. And we have also, you and I have talked about, as you have been going through this journey, as you have been learning all these wisdoms and truths around how women truly need to move into empowerment, one of the things that you are very passionate about teaching is self-care, which is what your app is about as well. So can you talk a little bit about why you think it's so important for women to understand, you know, taking a few moments to breathe, reconnect, and self-care? Why is that so important if, like, as a woman, if my goal is to really be empowered and show up with all of my gifts and be able to just express myself to the fullest, why do I need to really start at that, with that point in mind?
Sure. Well, we can't ever give anyone else something that we don't have, so which you know, makes sense. So if we're not really present with ourselves and present to our own experience, then we can't be present for someone else. And especially as a mother, I think that's what I really realized, is that my kids used to say to me all the time, "Mom, like, you're not here. You're not listening. You're not here." And I used to get really mad, because I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm standing right here. Like, yes, I am. I just heard what you said. And then they would say, well, what did I say? And I'm like, well, I don't know. tell me again. Repeat it. And, of course, the reality was that I was so off in my head, usually because I was tired and depleted and overgiving. And so, you know, my pattern was that I was raised by a really wonderful woman who believed that she, you know, needed to give and give and give to everyone else. I think in a need to really be validated. And she was often depleted, and she used to explode on me all the time. So because I was somehow triggering her or making it such that her needs weren't being met. And that was a pattern that I learned, that I was really outside of myself, Erin. Like, for so much of my childhood, I was trying to keep the peace, make sure my mother had what she needed. And so I learned from a really early age two things. One, that my nervous system was on heightened alert all the time because I wasn't sure when my mother was going to explode. And two, that that her needs were actually more important than my own. And then I did the same thing to my kids, that actually my needs were more important than my kids' needs. And it was unconscious. It was completely unconscious. So, and I can now see it sometimes, that my daughter will ask me to do something, and then she can see that it's going to stress me. And she'll go, no, forget it, forget it. You don't have to do it, Mom. It's okay. Because she doesn't want to suffer the consequences of me flipping out on her. And so I realized that if I did not want to pass on that pattern of, there's actually a woman named Bethany Webster who does some really beautiful work on healing the mother wound. And she talks about how, because women's needs, because of the patriarchy, our needs weren't met, we were considered less than, that actually we got into kind of a competitive thing with our daughters, where we were asking our daughters to meet the needs that we didn't have met when we were young. And so we keep going, and she calls it the parentified daughter, that we, which is what I was so concerned about meeting my mother's needs that I didn't actually have my own needs met as a child. And then I did the same thing to my own daughter, where I was like, okay, you have to now meet my needs, and it just keeps going. So this concept of presence, of really being present, and I'm going to give you an example because I think it's so tangible, that so my son, who suffers from high anxiety and OCD, had, this was actually just last year, that he, I'd made him some food and I put it in front of him and he pushed it away and he said, I can't eat that. And I was like, what do you mean you can't eat that? I just spent time making it for you. And he said, you spit on it. And I was like, no, I didn't. And I really had to catch myself, Yoram, because that was the pattern that I always did. You know, I reacted and I denied his experience and I basically said, you're wrong and I'm right. And so I thought, okay, Lois, just close your eyes and experience what you're experiencing right now. And I closed my eyes and I really checked in with my body and I thought, okay, I'm angry because I just spent all this time and now it's going to be wasted because he didn't even eat the food. And my need is that I need to be a good mom and I need to take care of my son and I need him to eat that food or else I'm not a good nurturer. And, you know, I could feel all these thoughts and emotions and things that were going on in my body. And I opened my eyes and I looked at him and I said, you know, is there any way that you could eat the food? And he looked at me, first of all, he looked at me kind of dumbfounded because I had never responded like that. I had always reacted, right? I'd always, you know, been in reactivity, trying to get my needs met, basically. And he closed his eyes. And then he said, yeah, I think if I scrape off the top, I could probably eat the food. Wow. And it was this beautiful example. That's why I like to share that story, because I was present for my experience, which allowed him to be present for his. And in the end, we both had our needs met. You know, we both were able to get what we needed. And I think it's so hard for us to even understand what we're talking about when we say, you know, really being present for somebody, and why I was saying it, if, you know, we can't give somebody what we don't have. And so taking this app that we developed is really just like the baby steps of training ourselves during the day to change our habits and behaviors, to just take a pause, you know, three times. And the app, you can basically choose whether you want to pause three times during the day, five times during the day, 15 times during the day. You know, you can, as you get more used to it, experienced with it, you can increase it until it just becomes a habit that you pause, close your eyes, check in with what's happening for you, you know, the first step is just to pause and feel your breath, like to actually notice that you're breathing, because so many of us are so busy and we're just moving at this crazy pace all the time that we don't even notice if we're breathing. And I know when I first started seeing some of these somatic healers, when I was in a stressful situation, they would say to me, Lois, can you tell? Like, you're actually holding your breath. Like, you're actually not breathing right now. And so the first step in the process is just to notice your breath. You know, notice it coming in and out of your body. Breath is life. Like, if we're not engaged with our breath, if we're not conscious of our breath, it's what keeps us functioning is our breath. And we can go into this automatic pilot where we're just doing it without even being conscious. And if that's the case, then we're pretty unconscious usually of our thoughts and our emotions.
Because
everything everything is on automatic pilot. So the idea with the app is, you know, what can we do in a really simple way to give women permission to pause? And I think this is also related to the feeling of not, I mean, this for me was really the case, that I didn't feel worthy as a woman, that, you know, women were less than, and we see that reflected in our society all the time, that, you know, women get paid less, we don't have the same opportunities. And so I felt like I was on this treadmill of having to prove my worth. You know, I've got to do more, I've got to achieve more, I've got to be more, because otherwise I'm not going to get to stay here. Like, I if I'm going to, especially in those roles that I was in, I'm not going to be able to, you know, have this role if I don't work all weekend and work all night and stay up till 2 a.m. And that is not how we actually add value, because then we're depleted and exhausted and, you know, we're not really channeling in the stuff that we need to, the creative juice, the stuff that really comes easily. You know, there's way too much effort in that. And so for me, we're in control and we're holding it together. So yes, for me, this is like this little bit of self-care.
Beautiful. And I love that. And if I understood you correctly, Lois, what people can do with this app, which, by the way, guys, for our community for the next 2 days, for basically the 24th and 25th of August, this app is for free. You can program it the way you want, so whether you want to be reminded 10 times a day, 15 times a day, or less. And when the reminder comes up, what do you do? Does the app prompt you to go into some kind of a meditation? Does it lead you to it, or is there steps you follow? How does that work?
Yeah, we wanted to keep, you know, in simplicity we find the master. So
yes,
we wanted to keep it as simple as possible and also as flexible as possible, because every person could come up with their own intention of what they want to be reminded of. So it actually is just a reminder, and there's a reminder on your phone that actually, so, and I love this because I'll be in meetings. I'll have a really busy day, and it actually is there's three different gong sounds. So you can choose the different gong sounds that you want to hear. And then there's a text reminder on your phone. So each time the gong goes off, it also gives you a text reminder, and you can have it set so that you, you know, have the gong even when you're, well, you can silence it or not. But anyway, when you get this little text reminder, that's what I was going to say, is if I've had a busy day, I'll look at my phone after I've been in a bunch of meetings, and it'll have, you know, 5 take a mindful breath reminders on my phone. And I kind of go, oh, whoops, you know, I really wasn't present during that whole time.
Did you get to choose the text, Lois? You get to choose what text.
Well, no,
you want.
The little text message just comes up that, so when you've chosen, like, I often will put it on the maximum number of, you know, 15 times a day, or I can't remember if it's 15 or 20 times a day. And so it'll just come up with those little text reminders. It looks like someone sent you a text that says, it's time to take a mindful breath. And I kind of like that because it's on my phone. And actually where I got this from was, I went to Thich Nhat Hanh's. He's a Vietnamese monk that has a place in France. It's called Plum Village. And I went to Plum Village 2 years ago. And Thich Nhat Hanh, which they call Thai, was talking about, you know, we can either, just like our mind, we can either be the slave to the mind or we can use the mind, you know, to serve us. That technology is the same way. We can either have the technology take over and we become a slave to the technology, or we can use the technology as a really beautiful tool to remind us to be mindful. Yeah. And
I love
so
it.
He was encouraging all of us to find ways to put reminders on our computer and on our phone to remind us to be mindful. And that's really where
actually,
I got the idea.
Actually, Lois, this is so funny. You have actually developed an app for what I have been waiting for years. I want to just quickly, many of my listeners actually know from you know, they've been following me for years. One of the things, one of the practices I had, Lois, when I was going through my depression and my dark night of the soul back in 2012, one of the ways I really pulled, and I literally had to pull myself out of that negativity and darkness, was to, I wanted to go into the energy of gratitude as many times as I could during the day. And I read it somewhere that, you know, if you connect to the energy of gratitude, it's one of the highest frequencies, and that will raise your frequency. So I said, okay, I'm going to do this. I didn't have your app, but I put these little reminders on my iPhone and on my, you know, so the alarm would go off. I would be in meetings, and the alarm would go off, or I would be driving, and then I would just go and pull over, and I would take, you know, 5, 10, 15 seconds to just go into gratitude, whether it was for, you know, gratitude for a beautiful sunny day or whatever it was. I can't tell you how that changed my life. And it happens within days or weeks. It doesn't even take long because, you know, we know whatever you focus on, whatever you put your focus on grows in your life. And it literally happens over a few days. So when I was focusing on gratitude, it changed my life overnight. And this is so beautiful because this is, by the way, I'm going to be the first person to download this because I constantly need reminders to stop and take a mindful breath because I'm so busy, you know, that I forget to do that. And yes, one of the things we do first when we're busy and high strung and stuff, our breathing gets disrupted. We're not taking those breaths that we're supposed to be taking. And ladies, most of our community is 99% of it's women all over the world. This is so, so important for us because, I mean, you guys can go and research this. There are so many benefits for taking these types of mindful breaths. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you. If you even look at it from a physiological point of view, from that standpoint, taking this kind of deep breath, and this wasn't even that deep, but really connecting with that and then releasing it with a sound where you go, and you feel your whole body relax, first of all, you will relax. It will send a signal to your mind like, oh, whatever pattern we're stuck on right now of anxiety and whatever we're doing, we need to release it and just relax. That's number one. The second thing is your body begins to flood with oxytocin, which, oh, my God, is so, so awesome. You will be in this mood all day. Right? You will, your skin will begin to glow. You will be happy. Oxytocin is like oxygen for us. We all need it. And as we grow older, we need it even more. So you don't need to go buy supplements for oxytocin. You don't need to go get shots or anything like that. Just take these mindful breaths. This is the best way to flood your body with oxytocin is taking these breaths. So, oh my God, this app is powerful. I can't wait.
And it's so beautiful that something so simple, that I think
so
that's
simple.
The thing, if we just remember that breath is life, and
yes.
Being conscious of our breath makes us conscious of our life, and it is, when we're empowered, we're making conscious choices, and so when we get so busy, we're just going along on autopilot, we're not really in control, we're not really empowered to make those choices. We're just, you know, we're doing them on automatic pilot. So, yes, for all of the reasons
I
just
know.
Said, and it's so funny,
Lois,
that gratitude practice.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. No, I was just going to say, I know that as my audience is listening, they're probably connecting with you and loving you, and they understand exactly why I have become such a huge fan and love to chat with you. I want to encourage our listeners to actually connect with Lois on her website, which, can you give that link, that your URL to your website, Lois?
Yep, I'd love to. It's www.thewomans, and it's possessive, so it's WOMANS, like it's for the woman. So the Womans Network, NETWORK.com. So the Womans Network.
Beautiful, and we will. Yeah, and we'll have that link on the post also, so you guys can just click that. And then if you want to download the app, which is free, on the 24th and 25th, that link is there as well. Just click on it. It will take you through the steps how you can get it. And I believe right now it is only available for, you said iPhone, not for Android.
iPhone, yeah. We're developing the Android version. And if people are interested in that, there's a place to click to make sure that you get info on the Android version when it comes out. And we'll do something
Beautiful.
For free as well.
Yeah.
So okay.
Make sure that you get in the waiting list for the Android version. And for the iPhone users, you can start using it right away. And then make sure you guys give feedback to Lois. So, you know, do you love using it? What's happening as you're using it? I would love to know, too, because, like I said, if I had this back in 2012, 2013, this would have been just so fabulous. But I'm still going to be using it every day. We can all really use this because we need these reminders. Lois, this has been so much fun, and I want to thank you again for everything you are doing, for all the wonderful work you are doing, Lois, and for helping empower women in such a beautiful way, for moving back into your own femininity in such a beautiful way, because you're like my role model. You're such a great example and inspiration of what happens when you move into that beautiful feminine energy. And this movement that you have started, we want to be a part of that. We want to support you in every way we can, because my community comprises of some really powerful, amazing women, too, that want to help you with this movement of claiming, yes, women are sacred. Amen to that.
Absolutely.
So,
and
yeah,
thank
I have
you, Aram.
All for, over, as I said.
Well, all that you're doing. And I really wanted to say that it's we're all in this together. Like, there's so much beautiful energy shifting on the planet, and women are realizing that we have to take care of ourselves if we want to take care of the planet. So
yes.
I'm really thrilled to be in connection with you and to connect with all of your beautiful community. And I look forward to connecting with them in more ways and exploring ways that we can all support each other. That's really what I think women supporting women is where we're headed, and that sounds
Absolutely. Yes. Big yes. All right, guys, make sure you connect with Lois. You have her website, and you have the link to her wonderful app, and let us know what you thought about this. All right, thanks so much, everybody. Bye, Lois.
Thanks, Aram. Bye.
Bye-bye.